What are we talking about?
What do you want to talk about, bro?
I don't know.
I've been kind of out of pocket.
You've been out of pocket?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah. You're not paying attention? Am I wrong about what out of pocket
means? Out of pocket means like out of line.
Oh.
You're out of pocket for that.
Oh.
That's how they say it now.
That's how the youth says it today?
Yeah. That's cap. Do you know what that means?
No.
You don't know what that means?
For no. Real? What does that mean?
It means like you're lying.
That's cap?
Yeah. You capping, bro. That's you're the capping fuck, for real, dude. Duh. Facts.
Like now I literally know how like the generation ahead of us felt when we were like, bro.
It dude. Happens though, you know?
It's bitching, not bitching what in our generation.
That's tight. I remember
tight.
Tight, bro.
It's tight, dude.
That's and now, tight. Now when I'm listening to it, like it sounds stupid.
Yo,
anyway.
Let's go to the crib.
Let's go to the crib. What are you, a baby? Huh? Huh?
You what do they back? Call it a crib?
You sleeping in a crib still? Huh? You fucking little baby? You know what gas means? That's gas.
No.
Like it's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought gas is bad.
Thanks for gassing me up.
I thought gas is bad.
No,
I know what drip is.
Yep, drip.
Heard of drip.
But that's sort of our generation as well.
Is it?
Anything for the drip, yeah.
Yo, check out my new drip.
Lit. That's obviously an easy one.
Lit, yeah.
It's litty.
Remember, say. Fat was our generation, right?
PH. Yeah. I never used that, actually.
I didn't use fat either.
Because you know why? It's
dumb. This is dumb?
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
Shit's popping off up in here. All up in here.
Okay. All up in here.
Yeah.
Raise the roof.
Raise it.
That was a little bit before me.
Yeah, I think that's more Generation X.
I think that might be. Isn't that you?
Well, I'm like 1 year into being a millennial. I think it's 83 and I'm an 83 model.
Oh, wow. You fucking idiot.
You're such a loser. You're the problem.
Yeah. So, and they be like, on God. They say stuff like that.
Never heard that.
That
like,
means
like is that like saying I swear?
Yeah.
On God, bro.
I swear on God, bro.
I've heard, like, it seems like people just don't want to use the full word anymore. Like,
yeah,
instead of cuz, it's cuh.
Yeah, you know.
Or bae. So, cuz. Yo, cuh, that my bae. Suspect.
Yeah.
Yo, that's sus.
Suspicious suspects.
Anything that's like sus, that. Dog.
Yeah, you acting kind of sus, but yo, they
dude.
Use it
they don't even say dude anymore. It's do. Yo, dude.
I feel like they don't even say that.
Sus, dude.
they use it whenever you're acting kind of homo.
Suspect. Oh.
That's when people tend to use it. At least groups of dudes. They say, bro, you're acting kind of sus right now,
it's
bro.
Like calling somebody gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop being gay.
Yeah, stop touching my stop touching my ear like that. You're acting kind of sus.
Why are you reaching for my pants, dog?
But they sus. They this generation I've noticed has turned around and I'm actually kind of proud they don't simp for bitches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simp for bitches.
You don't know simping either?
No, dude. I'm out of it, bro.
So simping is like
I've heard of thirsty before. That's a female thing, right?
No, it's both.
Oh, it's both.
Dudes can be thirsty, but also simps are mostly thirsty. So simp is
I love how you're explaining this to me. It's so funny.
Simp is
yes, you can be thirsty and a simp.
Like the m'lady dudes. M'lady? Let me tip my fedora. You are a queen.
My fedora.
And those are the dudes that lay down their jackets yeah. over a puddle of water when the
so chivalry?
Woman could no, no.
It's past chivalry to being douchey.
Chivalry
about it.
Is opening a door for your date.
Well, it used to be putting your coat down on the puddle and
I'm not putting my I would have never done that. When especially
even when you were fucking ripped, you wouldn't take off your t-shirt and like hey.
Definitely not. When the female could have walked around the puddle. You know what I mean? Like why am I gonna
she just
ruin
looks at you?
Yeah, she looks at the puddle. And then, like, looks at me to, like, put my coat down, like, no?
It's when you just whip out your dick and piss on her leg.
Yeah, you're
and
mine.
And walk away.
It doesn't matter what I do.
Come this way.
Yeah. Walk the way that I'm walking around.
You think women expect, not necessarily the puddle thing. You're still explaining.
Simp, yeah.
Simp.
Those are the guys who pay for OnlyFans.
Are they, like, friend zone?
Yes.
Type people?
Yep.
But like, man, you got she'll like me one day.
And they're the dudes that, like, whenever she does get a boyfriend, they're like, they talk to the boyfriend and they're like, look, if you hurt her.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Todd? Yeah. Yeah, if I hurt her, Todd, huh?
Really?
She likes being hurt, actually. Club
buddies.
She likes being choked in the fucking sack. Did you know that, Todd? You don't say that about her.
You know, I spit in her mouth.
You don't say that. She's queen and she's innocent. That's that dude.
He'll go up to her.
I saw him talking to Brittany. I know he's fucking her.
She's like, no,
Brittany's
not.
His sister.
No, it's not, Todd.
You shouldn't be with him.
He's telling rumors about you.
He showed me the naked pictures. Like, I've never sent him naked pictures, Todd. You're such a nice friend, though. You've been such a great friend to me. I would never want to lose that friendship.
He blows his brains out.
Yeah. bought you.
Now she'll love me.
Hey, Jennifer, I bought you these flowers. And I bought you two tickets to the concert you wanted to go to. And she's like, oh my God, Brian is going to love this concert. Well, I thought, like, you would, you know. Thought you would take me, you know.
Show her.
Yeah, we can get you another ticket. They're probably not going to be in the same spot. These are really good seats. Thank you, Todd.
I want him to go.
So it's funny. There's a TikTok page devoted to like Reddit threads called Am I the Asshole? And it's all these stories like, am I the asshole for saying no to my girlfriend? Blah, blah. Whatever. Telling a family member. It's not just relationships. But there was one where this guy wrote in and said, am I the asshole for wanting to be a part of my best friend's relationship? And it took me a little while to understand, even when they were telling the story, but the person that wrote in was a guy.
Yeah.
And he wanted to remain friends with this girl who he was quote unquote best friends with when she got a boyfriend. Okay. I had to listen.
He just wanted to be a part of the relationship.
Okay. Hold on. I had to listen to the story twice to fully understand. Yeah. But what was going on was he didn't want any part of the romantic or the sexual nature of the relationship. He wanted to just go out on, be a part of their dates and like talk and be, you know, how was your day? How was your day? He wanted to be a part of the friend nature of it. So that's how hard he was friend zoned, is that he's
willing to watch a relationship happen right in front of his face.
Yes. And so she agreed, and he actually made her a list of things that he wanted to happen, which was like hanging out three times a week, going on dates that were non-sexual, not going back to their place. Like once it got to that part in the evening, he would not go. And then he was allowed to like cuddle with her. And this is where I was thrown. I was like, no way.
Was he gay?
No.
No?
No, he was totally into the girl. And so this is where I was thrown off. I was like, oh, maybe this is a lesbian chick who just wants the friend.
Yeah.
But no, they clarified. It was a dude. I was like, this dude is making demands that he wants to cuddle with her while she's in a relationship.
Well, I wouldn't if I was the boyfriend in that situation. I would have no fucking part in that whatsoever.
So it goes on. They actually go on one three-way date, right? And he was like, yeah, it was really great. But they actually, I can't remember the girl's name, but she messaged him and said, hey, my boyfriend's not really comfortable with this. He's actually thinking about breaking up with me if you continue this. And she was like, I like this guy. I want to pursue something. And
his heart just shattered into a million pieces.
He doubled down and said, I'm a pillar in your life just like he is. And then so he went to, he like talked with the dude. And so he's like, so we had a dinner and I wanted to just sit us down and talk about all of our relationship, all of our roles in this relationship. And I was like, bro, you don't have one.
Yeah.
You are not two person relationship. Yeah. You can fuck off for all I care. I don't care actually what you do, as long as you're not here. But Yeah, I don't know how it like turned out, but he told both of them that line that you're a pillar and I'm a pillar. And if we aren't, either of us aren't here, she comes crumbling down. And I was just like,
how weak so, do you think she is?
This group on TikTok, there's three of them, and they all read these things, and all of them were like, yeah, bro, you're the asshole.
Yeah. You're just a straight up douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, how get your own fucking life.
How homie. Deep in the friend zone are you? And how?
Well, how narcissistic are you to think that if I'm not there for this person, that their life will fall apart?
Absolutely. And it's just,
I'm holding you together.
Yeah, he really thought that being there as a friend was going to show and prove to her that
how loyal he is, maybe?
Yeah, she was going to eventually like, oh my God, he is
the one.
He's been here my whole life. Yeah,
exactly. Like, this isn't Hollywood, motherfucker.
What am I doing with this asshole?
That never happens.
Never. What am I doing with this asshole, Brian? He doesn't even like the things that I like.
I asked him to go to Cats, and he said no.
He said no, but he also told me that I could go with Todd. I could go with him. But I don't want that.
I don't want that.
I want my boyfriend to go with me. Like, that'll never happen.
You know all these rom-coms and stuff? They need to do like 10-year updates. That fuck would that. Be even like 5-year updates.
Because they would not be together.
They'd be right back with the more assertive, manly man.
Because, yeah, when the shine and shimmer and pomp and frills wear off,
they realize that, oh my God, this guy's a huge pussy.
Yeah, he's a pussy. And did you know, what's that word? It's not, pussy's not referring to vagina. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's pusillanimous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned that last year.
I did not know that.
I remembered it. Good for me. You know what?
And you're usually not smart.
Good for me.
You learned that word.
I think I shit my pants after I said that.
Pusillanimous. Luckily, I got my diaper on.
Oh, no, forgot it.
Oh, shit. Literally. I pulled a Biden.
I pooped my pants.
So I there was a point
weak and cowardly, right?
Where I started to feel kind of bad.
For saying pussy?
Yeah, because I didn't want, I didn't, you know, not all women are weak. And
no, of course not.
But just because you have a pussy doesn't mean you're inherently weak.
How did the female vagina start being called a pussy?
That's what I was thinking. Like, how did that come to you? But I think it's because maybe the vagina receives. So that would be the submissive one.
I guess.
I might have to edit all this out.
Maybe
I don't
it
know.
Came
I'm
from,
not sure.
Like, pussycat. Let me put that pussycat.
Pusillanimous cat? No. Pusillanimous? What is the word?
Pusillanimous, I believe.
I have to look it up.
Pussy laminated.
Pussy laminated. That's totally the word.
Pusillanimous.
Yep. Pusillanimous. Showing a lack of courage or determination. Timid.
I'm smart as fuck, dude.
So maybe that's the shortened slang would be pussy. And because cats are timid.
Yeah, I don't know why felines ever started being called pussy cats and then just cats.
I'm going to have to do some research.
It's interesting. The English language is very interesting.
Fuck that. I'm going to do it right now.
Do it. Do it to it. You know that that's why they had a hard time writing the first dictionary. It's because by the time they wanted to define every word out there in the English language and where it came from and all this other stuff. But the English language is constantly changing. And I'm sure German has slang and all these other languages
do too.
You
learned a bunch of words this morning.
What?
You learned a bunch of new words this morning. On God.
Oh, yeah. Cap. See? Yeah, exactly.
Facts. Gas.
I've already forgotten all
sus,
of
sus. Lit.
That's sus, duh.
And some of you at home, if you're younger, learned that we used to say tight and crib. raise the roof and crib. Go back to my tight crib.
Lit.
You know what that means?
She's lit.
Nah, that ain't us, bro.
That's now.
Yeah, lit that's is now. Puss, as a term for a cat, first appeared in print in the 16th century and represents another cat word, one that is tied to the Dutch word pose, meaning simply cat. So it just means, it's like cat. Puss means cat. That's kind of what they Is it there's a question right here. Is it awkward to call a cat a pussy?
Yes. Yes, it is. Like, you're not going to go to your mother-in-law's house big.
Look at that little pussy.
Look at that pussy. Jeez.
Man, that is a nice-looking pussy over there.
Have you ever seen a pussy that big?
Look at that. Look at that giant furry pussy over there.
Look how hairy your pussy is.
That is the hairiest pussy I've ever seen.
How do you trim it? It seems so...
Oh, look, and there's a bald pussy over there.
It seems so unruly.
That pussy ain't got no hair on it.
Those pussies are expensive.
Oh, man. That would be fantastic.
Oh, we're going. This lady's... She's definitely a pussy lady.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm just going to start saying that.
Pussy?
For real, though. Like, when I learned that... No, you're a pussy lady instead of a cat lady.
Yeah.
When I learned that, I feel armed now.
Whenever like, don't say that, you sexist pig.
Don't say that, you patriarchal sexist motherfucker.
Actually.
Oh, motherfucker? Huh? Why not fatherfucker?
Why not person fucker?
Why not birthing person fucker? But yeah, like...
And isn't patriarchy like a gendered... There's monarchies, which are motherly led.
No, it's matriarch.
Matriarchate.
That's
okay.
Mother. Monarch would be
monarch.
King, queen.
Okay.
Like royalty.
So patriarchy is not like a
no
manly.
Patch. That,
patronage.
Yeah, patronage. There's patricide. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No,
where
I'm not.
You kill your father.
And so it's masculine.
Yeah, that is a masculine.
So patriarchy is a masculine
the
term.
Sub.
I'm saying it's gendered.
It's
a gendered
word.
It is
gendered, yeah. So, matriarchy
yeah.
is feminine, female, whatever you want to say there. Patriarchy, matricide, or is it matricide?
Mm-hmm.
Matricide sounds like you killed your mattress.
I'm going matricidal.
He's just fucking in a mattress store. What is he doing?
He's going matricidal.
And then there's regicide. Did you know that?
All the poor Reggies out there.
No, that's killing a king.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what killing a queen is. I don't know that word.
Who gives a shit?
Fuck women, am I right?
Nobody cares. You did the world a favor.
Was she in the kitchen? No?
She deserved it.
Good riddance. Can you believe, like, this is what comedy is missing? You know what I mean? Whenever we don't put gender and race into it. Like, obviously, we're not being serious.
No.
But this is fucking funny. This is funny. And if you're not laughing at home, it's either one, because you're not listening, or two, because you're a fucking idiot and you need to go back to school. Comedy school.
Comedy. Go to laughing school.
Clown you.
Learn how to laugh.
Fuck, bro.
What?
I got hair in my mouth.
Yeah?
In my mouth.
No, my mouth.
That's it. What you were saying earlier, they don't.
Just shortening words?
Yeah, shortening words. Yo. I got hair in my mouth.
I got that hair in my
That's
mouth.
That's that Louisiana accent.
Yeah, he's by the bachelor, Louisiana.
Hell, they need a scrimp. Hell, they need a crawdaddy.
Oh, man.
Them mud bugs.
I got some hair in my mouth now.
Onion. Oh, man. Fuck you, Louisiana. I'm kidding.
Not even saying words.
Yeah.
Like, just straight up. Whoa, tell me, y'all, tell me.
When I went in good on you, man, what the fuck did you just say to me? You know what I think is so funny? Is that they're probably a very small percentage of, like, Louisiana talkers, right? Compared to the population of Louisiana is what I mean.
Like, are you talking people that speak like Cajun? Kind of like you were doing,
yeah.
Making fun of?
That's got to be a small percentage.
Yeah, it's probably a pretty small percentage.
And there are probably
like,
people who don't want to speak like that who are Cajun.
That they don't want the Cajun accent?
Yeah. Because I don't want the country accent, and I'm very...
I don't mind a Southern accent.
I'm very purposeful with the way that I say things. Most times, there's times where it just slips out,
yeah.
And I'm just like, some bitch. And I hear
y'all.
I hear it immediately. I'm like, oh God, what am I doing?
I don't think I have a super thick
Southern accent, but I
definitely have one. It's those guys, I ain't ashamed of it neither.
It's those guys who are super thick. Yeah. It's almost like you're doing it on
purpose. It's almost like they're doing it on purpose. I've thought that too. Yeah.
That's not attractive. That's not cool.
I think you can kind of tell when people are. It's so funny. I don't know if it's just when I talk about accents and things like that, if I'm purposefully thinking about it or if I'm noticing it more on me. But sometimes like I feel like when I am talking about it, it's thicker for me. See, but I do feel like some people, it's almost obvious when they're like, we're laying it on real thick.
Yeah,
you know?
Well,
like,
we were in the back pasture.
Yeah, I was in the back 40 back there, and you know, hell, Dad was over there. I said, hey, Dad, you got one back over yonder.
Hey, Dad, you seen that deer run back there towards the tractor? And he was like, no, son, that cornfield's too tall. And I was like, well, Dad, you know them corn.
Go get that yearling, son.
And so I went and started baling some hay because I don't know what a yearling is.
I didn't see that yearling. We just had a couple heifers over there.
But some people I know genuinely just are fucking redneck. And you can just tell it just comes natural to them. I hate some bitch.
It's just because they learned
to
say the words that way, but I did not want to say words that way. I remember the moment I like turned that switch in my head. I was in high school and I was in, I was high school age and I was in Gold's Gym.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this guy that I've been to school with for years since I was a kid. And he turned into the biggest redneck in high school. And I remember he walked up to me.
He was hanging out with type of thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And he walked up to me in Gold's Gym and I remember not really being able to understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
And I had known this guy since I was a kid and you know, he wasn't rude to me or anything. He was shook hands and he was just telling me about his day. I guess I don't really remember. And, he walked off and I just remember thinking,
what a fucking idiot.
Yeah, what a fucking loser. In my mind, you know, he might not have been a loser in his group. And I don't give a shit about his group. Right. That's why I thought he was a loser. And I'm probably the loser in one of my groups. I don't care.
You're just letting go of your Texas heritage, son.
I just didn't want to be this, you know, it's lifting weights and stuff.
Pick them up, put them down, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. I think that's stupid. And if you talk like that, fuck you. You're a loser.
Yeah. We don't want your kind.
I'm just joshing.
We don't take kindly to your kind around here.
I'm just joshing.
What
do you think of Northern America accents?
They annoy me.
Which ones? The one that I do?
Well, the Midwestern's probably the most annoying.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I don't really... Pennsylvania, or maybe it's just Pittsburgh, has their like own little... weird accent. I don't like it.
Can you do it?
No.
I don't think I know it.
No, it's they say things, and it might be like all of them, but they don't say water. It's like wooder.
Wooder?
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck off.
It's just weird shit like that. Boston is
I like
funny to me.
I can't
I don't like
differentiate
it, but it's funny.
Boston and New York. I always just go to the gangsta.
That's that New York. Right.
Like
the Sam Adams commercials, like your cousin. From Boston.
Joey and Tony.
That's like Italian New York.
Okay.
Like, that's more.
Hey, Joey, Tony, come over here.
And so they talk with their hands. Like,
I busted
big time.
This
you know
guy's
what I'm saying?
Up, right? And then the cops, they came around the corner, right?
And I was like, fuck yous, guys.
That's Boston?
No, that was New York.
That's got to be Boston. I've heard Bostonians. Yous,
like,
guys.
Bostons are like car pack.
Yeah.
Take it down to the car pack.
Going down to the ballpark, having a couple of flanks.
Flanks? They just have speech impediments.
They're fucking retarded over there.
Gonna have a couple of beers.
Have a couple of beers.
Down at
the ballpark and have a couple of franks. You know, they kind of they don't say with the W, but they don't enunciate their R.
Or like, is that
just,
what it is?
They're just relaxed.
Car. Get in the fucking car.
You get in the fucking car.
That was good. I like that.
You get in the fucking car. Tell that to a Suffolk County jury, you fucking cocksucker.
Suffolk County. Isn't that New York?
No, I thought that was Boston.
Oh, I don't fucking know, bro. I don't fucking know.
You fucking cocksucker.
You cocksucker. Ball busting cocksucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
What other accents?
Does like Washington and
state?
Yeah, Oregon.
I don't know.
I don't even like.
I feel like they're all kind of potheady because it's the same like Western like, border.
I don't
like the coast.
I can't think of like a Washington state or an Oregon accent. It's just
me neither.
They're just dumb.
Yeah, they're fucking stupid. I think
patriarchy, man. They're all those fucking Antifa dipshits.
Yeah. What about California?
Hey, bro. It depends, right? Depends on the region of California. Like SoCal's like totally surfer, bro. Like got fucking pitted, bro. So, like blah, blah. So pitted.
I think you're like stressed out, man.
Yeah. Let's just go hit some waves, man.
Let's hit the waves. Let's hit a fucking
go get a fucking Rito. Go. Get some Topo Chico, get a fucking badass bean burrito.
And we're just going to chill, man.
And we're just going to like sit on the beach and maybe light a bonfire.
Hey, bro.
Save some turtles or something.
Shaka.
Shaka, bro.
What about, does Hawaii have an accent?
It's just Polynesian.
Up away, away, away.
I don't even know Polynesian.
Up away, away.
You want some spam?
The fuck?
They love spam.
Who?
Polynesians.
What? That's a stereotype up there?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Oh, look it up. Look up Hawaiians and spam.
You must have just known one.
It'll just say,
and you're applying.
Hawaii loves spam.
Does Hawaii do
Hawaiians?
Do Hawaiians. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
How do you spell? Okay.
With a V. Hawaii.
Oh, it's a suggested search. Hawaiians like spam so much, they consume an estimated 5 million pounds of it a year.
Bam.
Per capita.
Face.
Per capita, they consume more than anyone else in the U.S. That works out to about 6 cans a year for every man, woman, and child, which is just a little eyebrow raising, given the sodium and fat content of that can. So that's the
potted meat
oval basically. Can I mean
yeah kind of like a
rounded square
yeah
6 cans a year, that's one every 2 months.
Yeah, I mean it's not crazy, but I don't think it's crazy.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more crazy.
Like every meal,
yeah,
spam for every meal.
You know what we should have tonight?
Spam
sandwiches
and rice.
You know what we should have tonight? Spam lasagna.
Spam lasagna.
Have you ever had spam steak? We're making it tonight.
We're making it. Come
put
on
it,
over.
Put it on the Opo Ohio grill.
They're just going to bury it.
The Opo Ohio.
Isn't that how they cook those pigs over there? They bury them.
In spam?
They cover them in spam and bury them.
What are you saying? I thought they didn't want to.
The way they cook pigs, they like put like a layer of wood down, light it on fire, it's buried, and then they put some stuff on, or like banana leaves or something, they lay the pig, then they cover the pig in dirt.
So it's in a box?
I don't think so.
They cover it in dirt?
Yeah, they like bury them.
I heard you say that, but they put dirt on top of it?
Yeah, or banana leaves and then dirt. It has something to do with banana leaves. I'm not 100% sure. I've never been to Hawaii.
I don't get it.
That's just the way they cook them. Apparently, it's very good.
Because of the heat generated by the earth?
They like put fire down there.
They're like holes or something. I think you're lying.
They dig a hole.
You're making this up.
No.
How does the fire get ventilation if it's buried?
It's smoking and smoldering at that point. It's not like direct flame impingement on the pig.
But that's what I thought. I thought they fucking skewer it.
I'm sure they do sometimes.
Put it on an open fire.
Depends on the island.
You wrap it in pineapples.
It depends on what island you're on.
There's only one island of Hawaii. I've seen a map.
And it's called Hawaii,
you
idiot.
It's called Hawaii, you dumbass.
To the natives.
You really did well with that word earlier, but you just fucked up. It's one island. It's called Hawaii.
It's one big island called Maui.
Called Hawaii.
Called Hawaii.
I'm a local.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Me either.
I'd love it. Unless there was a hurricane.
Or a volcano or a tsunami.
Yes. All of those. What a terrible
way to die. Or a Japanese bombing.
Oh, jeez. Too soon, man. Too soon.
Never forget.
What about we already do the Russian accent.
Russian, I don't do a very good Russian.
You just hear through.
You do think, you do the like you have?
You have to.
You have to.
I can.
You have but to drink is, the vodka.
That is what the poor people in my country do. It is too much.
Okay. It is.
You see, in Mother Russia, this coffee, man, it's fucking my rolling R's situation. In Mother Russia.
Do they roll their R's?
Sometimes. Road to fork you.
Road fork you.
We do Swedish. Hurdy-durdy.
It's
very easy.
German's very easy. German's fun.
Yeah. Heisenweisen.
Speaking of fucking Germans, you're just bringing up Germans and it's just Klaus Schwab.
Klaus Schwab, yes.
Yes,
my
hello.
Name is Klaus and I'm part of
hello,
World
Klaus.
Economic Forum.
My name is Gunther.
Sorry, I just came from having sex with my boyfriend.
And his hot wife.
Yes, she was mostly watching.
I
read it.
No, Australian. I don't do a good Australian or an English.
I can do it, but
I think I get them mixed up.
Australian just goes away from me. Oh, I don't know.
Into my sapiens pouch.
That's a bit. That's what.
That's like their that's their country people over
that's,
there.
No, I think that's their what Texans. People think they sound like because the crocodile hunter came over, and made the movies.
Yeah, the thick one.
That's not a knife.
No, that's not a crocodile hunter.
Yes, it is.
It's Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, shit. My bad. My bad.
Get your Aussies right, bro.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Australian listeners. You know, this guy's a fucking idiot.
They call them Kiwis, or is that New Zealand?
That's New Zealand.
Okay.
God dang it. You know what they call kangaroos in Australia?
Right there. I know this. Dingo.
That's a dog. That's a wild dog. They call them Joeys. God.
We're done. I'm closing it down.
Episode over. No, they call them Joeys. They call kangaroos Joeys. Dingoes. Dingoes are wild dogs.
What do they call Joseph people?
Kangaroos?
Hey, Kanga. Hey.
You a Kanga?
Oi, Kanga.
Oi. I love it. Oi.
Oi, mate.
Oi, oi, oi.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Do they do that over there? You think they do that? Like if there's just a shitload of Aussies somewhere, that's just like their battle cry. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Is that not where they did it?
I have no idea.
I thought that's where it originated.
In Australia? I'm sure. Like at a soccer game? Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
New Zealanders sound a lot like... I guess it'd be like Canada and America.
Yeah.
New Zealanders sound a lot like...
They're a bit nicer. I can't... like Korg from Thor.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the new one still, so don't...
What about... You got a good South African accent?
No.
South Africa?
Is that South African?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard to do.
I thought that was a bit... Nope, there's English.
That was 100% English.
I normally can't do a British English accent. Spot with tea. I have to really...
You have to really concentrate on it.
Say something.
Like one...
Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Do we not say our H's around here?
I have to think of like Harry Potter stuff because that's the only British bullshit I watch. Do you like Harry Potter?
No.
You fucking asshole.
I mean, I'm not like a nerd about it or anything.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
All of them?
I think so. I haven't seen any of the new shit.
No, not the new. It is new shit. Exactly.
It's turds.
Yeah. But you've seen the Harry
Expelliarmus
films.
That was that was English as fuck, bro.
That was in Harry Potter. See?
Illuminati.
No. Expecto Petroleum.
British Petroleum.
Yeah. BP. Whoa.
We're sorry.
No, for real. You need to watch all 8 films of Harry Potter. Actually, you could probably just cancel the first one, even though it's got a lot of information in it. But if you haven't seen all 8, you're dead to me.
I think I have.
God, such a fucking asshole.
Don't they kill Professor Snape?
Spoiler.
Spoiler. It's only been out for 20 years.
I have to edit that out. I can't even fucking talk today. I'm so hopped up on caffeine. I gotta go buy some energy drinks. I'm out.
What's your
problem?
You got a favorite flavor?
Yeah.
Ooh, French accent. That's a good one, too.
Favorite flavor?
What do you have a favorite flavor?
Zonzi, zonzi, zon. Baguette.
Oui. Would you like a croissant?
Poo poo. Eiffel Tower.
We invented democracy.
The what?
Democracy. And Americans are so stupid.
And they hate French fries. But they don't have French fries. It's an American invention.
We just call them. Oh, I went German.
We just call it that. Oh,
he just
shit.
Calls them potatoes.
He's a fucking German guy. My favorite flavor energy drink is probably the Blue Raspberry Ghost. It's yeah. very good.
Yeah.
Now, Ghost is not yet a sponsor, so I can say this out loud.
Yep.
White Gummy Bear Rain is...
It's legit.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I like the orange creamsicle, too.
But I don't like...
Dreamsicle.
Yeah,
my bad.
I don't like actual dreamsicles.
I don't either.
Oh.
But
just a liar, then.
I'm a big White Gummy Bear
yeah.
guy. Why don't they just call it pineapple?
It's not pineapple.
White Gummy Bear's not pineapple?
Well, it's not... Let's look it up.
Oh, if like I'm right, I get to slap the shit out of you.
What?
Flavor.
What flavor is White Gummy
Bear?
Bear. You were exactly right.
Mm.
Maybe that's why I haven't been able to put my finger on it.
See that?
Now everyone's favorite White Gummy Bear flavor packed with the sweet taste of pineapple is available in Rain Total Body Fuel with zero sugar and zero artificial flavor.
Get yours today.
With a desire for pineapple and candy store nostalgia. White Gummy Bear offers the best of both worlds.
Dude, you would have to do all of our reads. That was fucking phenomenal.
I am going to do all of our reads.
Somebody sponsor us, man.
Mostly because y'all read like this. Not everyone's favorite White Gummy
yeah.
Bear.
No, I know.
Tastes sweet.
You're not insulting me because I know that's how I'm breathing heavy.
Josh, what's his word? Sweet taste of pineapple. You remember those kids in school that would read like that?
Yeah, I was one of them. I can't read out loud.
I can, and I didn't do it in school, though. But that's maybe where I learned to, like, not do it like that. Sound like you're reading.
Yeah.
So.
It's not that way in my head, obviously.
You sound like a professional in your head.
Yeah, it's smooth when I'm reading in my head. It's not all blocked and dumb, like.
And then he went downstairs, and he saw the ghost and freaked out.
Freaked out. Why do you have a speech impediment?
Only when I'm waiting. Right. Yeah, so that's interesting. White Gummy Bear.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Pineapple. I didn't realize that. I thought it was a couple different flavors.
Well,
to
you're wrong.
White Gummy Bear.
Wrong.
What else? Let's just jive today. No,
let's just jive it out, bro.
No politics bullshit.
Today. No politics.
Because you know why, Bo? Politics are boring.
Well, they're just frustrating. They're
frustrating
more than
as hell.
They are frustrating.
You know, I never wanted to be a part of like politics. Like, I don't care. But because I don't want the country to go to shit, I had to look into it.
Right.
And it turns out there's a clear side that's doing right things. Well, not clear anymore, but anyway, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, and you know, I know we've kind of briefly talked about it and stuff, but I don't ever remember my parents really ever talking about politics.
Me neither. I remember one time I have a buddy still to this day was talking about the Bush. What is that guy's name?
Which one?
He says
Bush?
He created the internet.
Gore.
It was that election, and my buddy's mom was a Democrat, and she was upset. And she was like, I remember just saying, because I knew she was a Democrat, oh, Bush won. And I was a kid. You know, I was just being rude. I was being a kid. She was like, no, not yet. They've got to do a recount.
It's the Chad.
It's
the hanging Chad. Or whatever the hell it's called.
They're going to do a recount. And I was like, oh. That was like my biggest political experience for the longest time.
Yeah. Why are you so mad?
Why are you so mad, bro? And she's a Republican now.
You think she looks back and is like, holy shit, I voted for Al Gore. That guy's a the biggest fucking idiot. One of the biggest idiots in America.
He's moved down the list recently, not up. You know, because you got AOC. Dumb?
Yeah, you have AOC.
You got Biden. You got Kamala Harris.
You've got Buttigieg. You've got the whole squad, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. So I think Al Gore's kind of moved down into normality.
Well, he's right because of global warming.
Can you believe that?
What?
He said by 2012, I think, the ice caps were going to be melted.
Well, yeah, we should all be underwater right now. I saw a picture of, I think it was off the coast of South Africa, maybe. There's this old, like, military, like, super fucking old. And the water level is exactly the same on it. Like, it's in the harbor or whatever the fuck. I don't know ocean talk. But the water level has not changed.
I saw Bill Gates bought a $40 million, maybe more, estate on some coast, probably in California. Mm-hmm. But why would he do that if he truly believed rising water levels? Yeah.
It's all. And they even said that it was the next crisis that they're going to fear monger on after COVID.
What is it? Not global warming, because they changed the name of it.
Is it not global warming anymore?
What's the
climate crisis?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Climate change.
They said that was the next thing that they're fear mongering on.
Can't wait. So we're not talking politics
happening.
Today.
It's already happening.
We're not talking politics today.
Yeah.
After we just spent 5 minutes talking
five
about
minutes.
It. Just a quick 5 minutes. That's all political.
You know, just
podcast.
To remind you how fucked up our politicians are.
Yeah. Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
I have not. I'm gonna be not out of pocket because we already. What would I say?
Oh, out of pocket.
What would I say? I'm not being out of pocket. I'm just gonna be kind of out of the loop.
Out of the loop. Yeah.
Just say that
for
the next till probably mid October. I'm gonna be out of the loop.
Do you remember Fruit?
Fruit?
That's what we used to call gay people.
Oh, yeah. Did I say Fruit?
No, I did.
Oh, Fruit Loop?
Because it's funny. Yeah. I'm out of the loop, Fruit.
I didn't hear it.
You fucking idiot.
Open your ears, moron.
Why?
I am in a class.
What class?
I'd rather not say.
It's freaking...
Gender studies.
It's learning how to suck wieners. Okay?
In a gender studies class.
It's a 5-week course.
Texas Women's College. They failed me, but I'm going to complete it anyway.
They provide the bananas. They show us how to put condoms on with our mouths, okay?
I'm working on my gag reflex. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That would hurt.
I just gagged right now. There's nothing in my mouth.
Just thinking about it.
So you're going to be inundated with homework and shit.
Yes. Lots of reading. and that takes me a long time.
Reading sucks.
It does, dude. Especially like textbooks, right?
Yes.
Like I even felt this way in high school. And that's why I never went to like a...
That's why I never went to high school.
That's one of the reasons why I was like, I knew college wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. Because I would be reading a textbook, even in high school, and I would be like, 90% of this textbook is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just complete and utter nonsense that we don't need to know. Give me the meat. Give me the 10% that will help me in life.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, and I feel like taking college level courses is even worse, man. Like the books are so thick and it's just, there's not enough pictures first off,
where's the coloring section?
But yeah, like you're reading stuff and you're like, this is so unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nonsense is what it is. And
the reason I had bad grades and the reason I knew college wasn't for me is because when I would, like, you know what? Today's the day that I'm going to turn my life around and I'm going to get good grades. I'm going to be good in this class. It's always, you know, the next year I'm going to do it. And then I'd sit down to read and my ADHD would kick in. So I would read the same sentence over and over, but all the while I'm thinking stuff in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 minutes goes by and I swear to God, I haven't even read one paragraph.
No, I'll be reading and I'll be like reading good. And then all of a sudden, I'm at the bottom of the next page and I have no idea.
Yeah, you don't know what you just read.
I have no clue what I just read. if I was too. even reading it, if I was just like skim, my eyes were moving.
You're actually thinking like, what did I have for dinner yesterday?
Exactly. Exactly. I need to work out today.
Did I go to Dunkin' Donuts twice this morning?
Have I taken a shit today?
And you're three pages over like, what the fuck am I reading?
I have no idea. This is a new chapter.
Yeah. So
it's...
I agree that, schooling, at least the way it is now, isn't for everyone. Because one thing I kind of agree with Sweden, I think it is, how they do schooling is that you move into classrooms that you're interested in.
Absolutely.
I do understand the utility in having a baseline of knowledge. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. school system is centered around standardized tests.
Well, and you can't get around why our education system's so fucked up, because that goes back to politics as well.
Yeah.
But... Irregardless?
Irregardless isn't a word. You didn't go to school at all, did you?
Irregardless isn't a word?
No.
Regardless.
Damn, I'm glad we got that out of the way. I'm going to edit that out.
I kind of corrected myself.
I'm going to edit that out,
bro.
Yeah,
do it, because that sounded really dumb.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
Regardless of politics being involved in all that other stuff, and it's not due to socialism or anything, but Scandinavia in general has a way better school system than we do because it's privatized. Schools compete for your child. It's a school of choice.
Yes.
That's basically what it is. Bureaucrats aren't involved, standardized tests or anything like
and
that.
And county lines aren't involved, I'm
no,
assuming.
Like, so say you live here, right? And you feel like, shit, Buffalo, which is 2 hours away. Uh-huh. If you wanted your kid to go to Buffalo, you could go there.
Interesting.
If you could get your kid there. If you feel like, okay, well, Buffalo's a smaller school. They teach these particular classes. They're really good in this area, and that's what my kid has an affinity towards, so that's where he wants to go. If you can get him there, then you get him there.
I feel like this is a part – I don't even feel like – I know this is a reason why inner-city schools are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're so – I mean, I'm not even talking about the teachers, but kind of. Like, they don't get funding at all,
mm-hmm.
but these kids – and parents don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice, man.
Because someone implemented that where you have to be in your county for school.
Yeah, it's...
I think it's a Democrat policy.
But the Department of Education, I don't know when that came around. It was like the 80s or something.
Yeah.
When the federal government, once again, show me one thing the federal government's put their hand in that has worked. But the Department of Education came out. And it's this big umbrella where you have to go to the school district that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so schools don't have to compete for your child anymore.
Not at all.
You go and you're going to learn whatever the hell they want to teach you. And it's then, you know, the Texas got involved. And I'm sure other states have their own standardized testing that they have to do. But that has to do with funding. Like, it's just, it's so, our education system's fucked up at the high school level.
So instead of parents being able to say, this school's better and it's... It's got a higher grade average.
Right.
I want
more
kids
are graduating.
Yeah, I want my kid to go there. They can't. They're stuck at this school because that's the only place they can get a job, maybe. I don't know why they're living
there. They can't afford to move somewhere else to go to a better school.
Yep. And so your kid maybe gets in with the wrong crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're so busy with work, or maybe you're just a shitty parent. You're not inquiring about your kid's day, who he's hanging out with, making sure he's doing his homework. Teachers don't give a fuck because they're underpaid in these inner cities. Mm-hmm. I don't think teachers' pay scale is a whole different topic.
Yeah, that's
topic.
A whole different but topic.
Yeah, that's why you... I don't think those movies exist anymore where the...
Like Dangerous Minds?
The teacher comes in from a big city from a rural city and moves into the big city. And it's just this completely overrun by the students' school. And all the teachers are just like, turn in your homework or not. I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. And this guy, you know, comes in, tries to fix everything. You know me, bro. You know, the students always push back. But at the end, his class is the smartest class in the school, and they go win the big brain tournament or whatever they get.
Big brain tournament.
Whatever they do. You don't see those movies anymore because it's shining too much of a light on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... And with the school of choice thing, what I think it would be so cool is, say, because I like my house, and I don't really. I like my house. I don't necessarily like where I live. There's way too many people. That's just me on a personal level. But it is. It's super convenient where we live. We have a grocery store like right down the street. Hmm. All this other stuff. But school of choice, like I've said several times already, like it makes schools compete for your kids. So if you're in a school district that sucks, and everybody leaves that school district, what's that school district going to have to do to stay afloat? Yeah. They're going to have to get better.
Yep.
And it would bring every school district up. Houston ISD would go fucking broke. And that's another big problem is money is involved. It's bureaucrats and money are involved with schools.
Why are bureaucrats involved, though, and politicians?
Because of policies.
Well, no. Because dumb people are easier to control.
Right. No, yeah. 100%.
100%. I'm telling you, I always say it. Democrats and liberals have been playing the long game. They're really good. They're playing chess, and they've been playing chess for a very long time. And whether the red voters understood that or not, I don't think Republicans are as good at playing the long game.
I agree. Just like communists are better at playing the long game than capitalists.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalists want their money right now. Communists are willing to do several generations of indoctrination. You literally have college students, even high schoolers now, that are like, I'm a communist. When you used to say that out loud, you'd go to prison.
Yeah. I can't believe, I think I, did I say this last week or the week before? Where we're at, where people think capitalism is so bad.
Yeah, you said it last week. I wasn't here because it was a really good point or really good topic that y'all were talking about.
Like, why? I watched a skit yesterday on TikTok. It was actually really funny, but one guy said, down with evil capitalism. And it was like four people in this skit. Again, it was a funny skit, and I can get around my politics to watch something and actually find humor in it. But it made me wonder, like, why are people thinking that?
If they're being indoctrinated with it in school.
Yes, but they're also believing that there isn't equal opportunity.
Well, and they're believing that they're... It's weird to me because they blame essentially the government for where they're at.
But also simultaneously ask the government to pull them out.
Yes. It's really a weird way to go about it. It's like, I hate this heroin, so I'm going to do more of it.
It's a super childish way of thinking.
And again, I worked with a buddy of mine that is a Democrat, and I straight up asked him, I said, can you name me one thing that the government has done that has been good?
What did he say? You told us this, and I can't remember
he couldn't.
The DMV.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely people
and
down there.
It's so strange, too. Like, because if you look at, man, I'd have to look at the numbers again, because I know we didn't plan on talking about politics today, but if you talk about the Department of Education and you look at the vaccines that we've gotten that are required for school compared to before the Department of Education, before the Department of Education, I don't think vaccines were required in schools, but now they are.
And I think they were required when I went.
Well, yeah, I want to say the Department of Education came into play like in the 80s, but I could be wrong. But I mean, you and I going to school, right? It was like, hey, you have to get vaccines. And it was like, I don't know, 8 or 10 vaccines maybe.
Yeah.
Now it's like 20 something.
8 or 10 seems like a lot too.
They're giving Hep B vaccines to newborns. That's a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, wow.
Like, what are we doing here? But anyways, you look at the Department of Education and how they are in line with everything else. It just gives money to big pharma. Like, it's insanity. Like, you can't go to school here. You can, but you have to have a religious exemption, and you have to go through all these different processes to get your kid into school if they're not vaccinated. It's just much easier to just get vaccinated. And we as a society, everybody just gets vaccinated anyway. I was vaccinated. You know, my older two girls, they're vaccinated. And then COVID came around, and you start looking into vaccines. Some of them have been around for a long time, have been proven to work or whatever, but you really start looking into just vaccines in general, and you're like, this is fucking crazy.
What's the virus or disease that FDR had? He's in the wheelchair because of it.
Was that a disease that he had?
Yeah, there's a vaccine that you get when you're a kid for it. I cannot remember it. But like stuff. So my point is stuff like that.
Was it like, what do you have, like It's not polio, was it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was it polio? Yeah, yeah, it is polio. The stuff like that is different than some,
the flu.
Some brand new, yeah,
the flu. Or
some brand new vaccine for the flu.
Right.
That
some experimental vaccine.
It now they're telling people that it's normal for kids to have a stroke. Yeah. And it's not.
It's not. It's
like
not.
Kids are getting strokes because they had the vaccine. That's fucking why.
And there's just people are just dying.
Yes. Did you watch that video that I sent y'all?
Maybe. I've seen an article that came out like in some UK paper about like people are dying, we don't know why, and the numbers are gonna continue to rise. And doctors are like looking into it. It's like, what do you mean they're looking into it? We know exactly why. Yeah. Yeah, I watched that. Yeah.
Has negative efficacy.
Yes.
The vaccine. Yeah. Like, what was it? People who got the vaccine were dying like quadruple fold or whatever?
Yeah, and getting COVID more than unvaccinated people. So, but we're crazy, yeah, Josh.
The numbers are out now.
You're crazy for even thinking that God puts you together.
Yeah.
For your body to be able to fight these things off and prevent you from getting them in the future. You're crazy for thinking that. Just let the government tell you what to do. What also
is crazy, it's these last 2 years. 2 years is a blink, less than a blink of an eye in the time, in the span of this earth. And the amount of time that we've been doing this human thing, we've been, not always, but we've been surviving certain diseases whenever, you know, healthcare came into play. And to have these last 2 years, everyone just go completely in the opposite direction from that, dude. To say that just you think that God does this, it's going to help you. There is no God. Some spaghetti monster in the sky is what they call it.
Yeah. I've heard Sky Tyrant.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
That's a good one.
Why would God let this happen?
Like, well, we can go into the theology on things.
What I mean is this virus has just completely turned everybody on their fucking head. Mm-hmm. And
it had a 99.7% survival rate.
Into thinking that your own human body can't defend itself against something like with that high of a survival rate. And then because of all this PC culture around selective groups, what's the term? Oppressed groups or mm-hmm. whatever. Fat people are one of them. Mm-hmm. Unhealthy people are another selective group.
Fat people, we've talked about it, but I think the fat people came around during COVID because everybody's like, you're a fucking fat ass. Fat people are dying from this disease. Like,
well, that was the thing. You like, you couldn't say that because of this PC culture that was created. Mostly during Obama age, it just ramped through the roof if it existed before. Mm-hmm. And so you're sitting around with this 99.5 whatever percent survival rate disease. You can't not take a vaccine because if you say you're healthy, you're saying all other people are unhealthy.
Which is okay.
Which is okay.
I'm cool with it.
But you can't say that some selective groups need to go out and exercise because that's their truth and their reality. And maybe they were just born this way, which it's just not fucking true. Like, you can be born fat, but it's a thing that you can get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You can become healthier.
Well, it's like you take COVID, right? And they were like, everybody just do your part. Stay inside, wear a mask, get a vaccine, blah, 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 blah. So, and now there's articles coming out. I don't know if they've changed the articles. This is right when the monkeypox thing was happening. That's saying it's still being spread amongst gay men. Could you imagine saying, come on, gay men, do your part. Stop having sex with each other.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the fucking meltdown? That would happen? Seriously.
I feel like in the beginning they would. Because if, you know, it's like 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Everyone flattened the curve.
But we can't sit there. It's the exact same thing of saying like, okay, go out on a fucking walk because you're fat and you're very unhealthy.
I agree.
You can't tell me how to live my life.
I agree.
It's like, okay, gay people, you're spreading smallpox, monkeypox. Stop having sex with each other. Do your part, gay people.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you?
You're right, yeah. Did you see that monkeypox is still a big deal? Like, they have...
I've seen local news talk about it. Quote-unquote, like, oh my God, just nobody gives a fuck.
16,000 cases makes it not a pandemic.
Nobody's dying, though, right?
There are deaths, but they're in Africa. Obviously, not that they're not important, but that's an isolated place.
Yeah.
from us, at least.
With not very good healthcare.
With no, yeah.
Yeah.
If virtually any, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's funny that it's still kind of floating around. It's almost like they want to.
Or they're waiting. They're biding their time.
I think they want to keep it just in case. Not like they're waiting to push it in, but they're keeping it here just in case COVID doesn't work out or Biden doesn't work out. Then they can just throw it, fastball it in there.
Mail-in voting.
Yeah.
Exactly. I did read an article where, and I don't even know if I should bring this up because it's so ridiculous. And it was like some liberal magazine. Forgive me. I don't remember who wrote the article, but it was like talking about how they need to change the name from monkeypox because of the negative racial connotations.
What?
Yeah.
What's the racial connotation?
They are saying that it's being, that it's putting African Americans in a bad light. And I'm like, you even saying
that's
that
racist.
Is extremely racist.
What? Like, I wasn't even thinking that.
No, me either. Not until I read that article. God. And then it's like, you're sitting here saying that anytime you hear the word monkey, you are linking, you in your brain.
Your brain is saying that.
You're going to say, this could hurt black people's feelings.
You know what else is funny? The editor cleared that.
Yeah, dude. And it, so that just shows you that they're still, they're the racist ones, but absolutely, they're still trying to push this racial divide that we have, because that did not one time cross my mind.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Until that article came out. I was like, how could you allow this to be printed?
That's as an edit, if I was
insanity.
The editor,
insanity.
I'd have been like, you're fired.
You're fucking fired.
Get this shit out of my office.
But that they're trying to push that agenda.
But they were like, you know,
everything's
what?
Racist.
This is really well written, and it is so insightful.
You know what? You're right.
This is going on the front
white
page.
White people named this disease.
Yeah, fuck off, bro. They're oh my gosh, that's funny.
It's insane, dude.
That is so funny, man. Here we go. Not talking about politics.
Yeah.
This is why, for real though, like I do get so frustrated, and it is
it's very frustrating.
It is very, like Chase calls us, doomers. That's how I feel when I read this shit.
Well, it's not just here though. It's worldwide.
Absolutely.
It's and that's what I start to thinking about when I become like big time we're fucked type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Germany, you look at the Netherlands, you look at Sri Lanka, like
mm-hmm.
it's all a part like of the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. They are taking the means of farming away from people.
Mm-hmm.
And who's buying it? Governments and people like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
So they will own all the means of production when it comes to farming and the food that we eat.
The phrase means of production just sounds straight out of the Communist Handbook.
Oh, it is.
100%. Means of production. Back to the people. Right.
Sure. Right. We'll just give you everything you need. Take your pills and sit down and shut up.
Shut up and take your pills.
Take your pills to be healthy.
You will be happy.
Now stand in front of this screen and do your exercises.
This is your food now. It is only pills.
It is only pills.
And you will never taste it again.
Crickets have lots of protein.
Have you seen Snowpiercer?
Yes.
They give them food.
Those little blocks.
The blocks of food.
Isn't it roaches or some
shit? It's just bugs ground up. And he sees it. Spoiler alert. he sees it and he starts to throw up because he didn't know either. He was in the back of the fucking train.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what communism is. It's exactly what it'll
did
turn
you
into.
Know, like, I think I knew this, but it never, like, really dawned on me till the other day. But the largest, during COVID, the last 2 years, rich people got exponentially richer and poor people got much poorer.
I did know that. I don't know by what figure.
I think I knew that. And then I heard it the other day. I was like, holy shit, that is so true.
You just got to think about those corporations that stayed open, you know, like Walmart Amazon.
Yeah.
And they invented their no-touch delivery, the grocery stores that can now do contactless shopping or whatever the fuck, which very clever, very clever. But that's how they did it. And mom-and-pop stores can't compete with that.
And if you think about COVID, that was pretty much socialism. You can go shopping when we tell you to go shopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
These type of people can't work. These type of people, it's okay for them to work. You will sit down, you will shut up, and you will do what you're told. And you still have people out there like, fuck yes.
We're going to be removed from this for a few years. Sorry, in a few years. And this is going to be taught in schools. And I know more people are going to look back and be like, wow, that was actually fucked up. Mm-hmm. But it is still going to be taught like an actual pandemic and like the world was on fire.
Thank God we had the Democratic leaders that we had.
And it's...
Or the whole country would have burned.
We are going to... prepare yourself because it will be talked about for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
And I really am so mad about that because it doesn't... It's over. Mm-hmm. It was over when it started. It was over after that 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It was over. Like, it wasn't a big deal. And I'm not saying that the people dying isn't a big deal, but as I've said before, be honest with yourself. Was your grandma taken down by COVID, or was she taken down by the 40 years of bacon and pancakes she ate every morning? And
the fact that she was 95 years old.
And the fact that she was 95 and a smoker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So be honest with yourself. And that's one thing that Democrats really can't do is they can't reflect inward. And we talked about this before. And it's very, they have a very narcissistic way of moving through life. And it shows in their relationships. It shows in their politics, in their work. So they don't take the blame. It's like always they, someone else's
even
fault.
Even in their work, I say they, even in their work, like, it's just like people don't have pride in anything anymore. Like, people, like, you're a bigot if you have pride in the American flag. If you're proud of where you're from, you're a fucking called? Bigot.
Nationalism.
Yeah.
They've
yeah.
made it an ism, and they've...
And even if you have a job and you're super proud of your job, but it's manual labor and you don't make a lot of money, it's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Like, but they've made nationalism crazy, dude. A racist word.
Extremist.
Because you like America.
You're a nationalist. What everything, are you, like a white supremacist?
Everything, that's what they made it synonymous with, white supremacy.
Well, and then you have like Joe Biden just literally saying like, in the next 5 years, I think he said, white people will be an absolute majority, and that's a good thing. Like,
when did he say that?
That's racist as fuck, dude.
When did he say that?
I sent you a video. I sent you a video.
Is that the Tucker video?
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch that one.
You should watch it. but anyways, and why do we even bring shit like that up? Like, honestly, if you're a true red-blooded American, you welcome all cultures. I mean, you have to assimilate to America. Like,
yes.
You have to buy into the American way of life and things like that. You can't just come here and continue to be Guatemalan or German or whatever. You have to assimilate.
Yeah, you can have pride in your old country, your home country, but this is your home now.
This is your home. You have to buy in. There's a reason why we were the most prosperous, badass country for 200 years is because people bought into the American dream and the American way of life. And it doesn't mean, oh, you just want it to be white again. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's the most ignorant thing I've ever heard in my life.
Why do y'all go straight to that?
But to say that...
Because that's what you really mean.
There's going to be less white people than other races, and that's a good thing.
Oh,
that's fucking racist.
You said majority. And I was wondering,
did I?
Yeah,
my bad.
Minority.
He said that white people will be an absolute minority.
I thought this was years ago. So that makes sense that it was recent.
Yeah. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing.
He's
literally just
virtue signaling.
And it's that what do they call it? White guilt. White guilt. Like, yep. We suck.
I'm so sorry. Let me kiss your boots.
They say that in the same breath, they're like, America sucks. And you're like, oh yeah, well, what countries are better? Scandinavia. Oh, so all white countries?
Predominantly more white. Fucking idiot. So you're saying those countries are better with lower concentrations of ethnic? Programming failure.
Oh, man. Bro. That's crazy, dude.
There we go. Not talking about politics.
The last 30 minutes for fucking political.
Yeah. Yep.
Blame the government.
Honestly.
Not me.
Fuck the government.
Fuck them. All of them.
They literally were implemented to stay out of our business. That's it. They handle certain things.
But they know how
they
to
don't handle
they
our
lives.
They
know how we should live our lives better than we do.
And they are...
Obviously.
I always forget this. Chase reminded me, but... They are elected officials. They work for us. And they're out here telling you during COVID you can't go anywhere? Fuck you. I will go do whatever I want.
And not only that, is they're demonizing half the population.
Yes. And what's I love what it's turned into, what society's turned into. You'll see those Karens who are like, put your phone down. I didn't say you could film me. I didn't say you could film me. Like, you don't have to say it. I can do whatever the hell I want because this is my phone. This is America. If you don't want to be filmed, get the fuck out of here. And they'll be like, I'm going to film you. How do you like that? I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. Just do it. I don't care. And I cannot remember. I think it might have been Atlanta is putting a law in place where citizens can't film law enforcement without the officer's permission.
But they can record us.
Yes.
Without our permission.
My thought is...
The more... I mean, if you
can't, really, if you see something, you can't say something anymore.
Well, if you really want my honest opinion about recording law enforcement, like if they're doing their job the way they should be, which 99% of them do, record the fuck out of them. But let's show all of the video.
Yeah.
If something goes haywire...
Yeah.
I mean, they record. They all have cameras now.
Yep.
Which at first, I was like, fuck that. But I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I want to know the whole story.
Yeah. And I don't think that it's... I don't think there should be CCTV everywhere like there is in, like, England and shit. I think that's fucking a little bit of Big China. Brother overreach. But I don't think it's a problem to record law enforcement because why not? I mean, if you're doing your job right, then...
You shouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And that city implemented the law that you can't do that.
Oh.
I just thought that was like, what? Yeah. So now if I see something actually going wrong, like an officer doing a shitty job, I can't record him lest I be arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, bro.
That's all like, that's a measured step, buddy.
I know. And all these, I've been watching, for whatever reason, these videos come up on my TikTok of officers getting real ornery with people on traffic stops. Not even black people. They go over the top. And this is where training comes in, or vetting your employees more comes in. Like, these officers are fucking, all right, get out of the car. You can't film me. Get out of the car.
I think every police officer, LA does it. They should ride in pairs. Every single fucking one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my
But opinion. You'll get those two who bond.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. You'll have the dynamic duo where they're just fucking both assholes or whatever.
I just think it's
safer for them. Yeah. First of all, and second of all, they should be holding each other accountable.
I think of the time where officers were, they were spinning their billy club on the street, doing the beat walk, like, hey, Mrs. Thompson, hey, officer, how are you doing today? You know, they weren't this overpowering force, because now when you see a cop, you better line up straight. Did I put my fucking blinker on? Holy shit. Yeah. Holy shit. You didn't even do anything wrong. Yeah. So... I get that there needs to be law enforcement. I get that there needs to be laws. I fully understand that. I do not think that officers are trained properly anymore, unless you're in a city like ours. I think our police force is trained properly, but they're still like borderline power hungry. It's the dude who didn't get accepted into the military or was in the military, has PTSD and is now a cop and is kind of trigger happy. Mm-hmm. You're like, maybe we shouldn't hire this guy. Maybe he shouldn't be on the streets with a fucking gun. Yeah. But we do need the guy who is going to rush in.
Oh, for sure. It's a tough job. You have to be willing to die, essentially, for fighting for other people. Like, that's pretty much your job title.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't want to sound like we're shitting on all law enforcement because we're not, but I've been pulled over numerous times. And it's not like cops come up to me like, oh, shit, you're white. My bad.
Yeah, no, like, not
at
all.
They're fucking assholes to me, too.
Yeah.
I've dealt with some really shitty cops that, you know, I wouldn't say, like, harassed me, but were just fucking dicks. Like, they're just not.
Big time.
They're not there to be like, hey, sorry.
Hey, you might have been speeding a little bit. You know what, you were going,
like, 65 and a 45, so just please don't do that again.
Pull it back a little bit. Pull it back.
It's not the way they interact with people.
I was going over, like, what did he say he gave me? I think I was going 6 over the speed limit on the freeway. And I was right next to a cop.
On the freeway?
What?
Nothing. Like, I've seen cops, like, haul ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 6 over on the freeway. But I was only... So, anyway, I was in the HOV. It was with my girl. And there was a cop right next to us. And I was just going to pass him because we weren't... passing it. It was just kind of moving slow. And he was on his computer in his cop car. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he had swerved into our lane a couple times. And so I was like, I'm just going to go around this guy.
If they rode in pairs, they wouldn't have to be on the
computer. Exactly. Because you know how people get so fucking scared around cops and they just lock up.
Yeah, I've seen cops go like 55 and like a 75 and nobody will fucking pass
them. No one. Not one.
Like, go around those motherfuckers.
So I'm passing him. He gets behind us, pulls me over, and he's like, I allow 5 miles over and I paced with you, blah, blah. And I told him, he was like, what's the reason you were doing that? And I remember saying, do you want me to lie to you? And he couldn't hear me because of traffic. And so I yelled the next one. I said, do you want me to lie to you? And he said, no. And I was like, I don't know why. I was just going faster than you. And he walked back. He was like, okay, that's good to know. And then walked back to the car. I assumed he was giving me a ticket. And my girlfriend was like, why are you, stop. Why are you doing that? I was like, fuck that guy. He's being a dick. Yeah. And he probably really wasn't, but he was shouting because of traffic as well.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he was getting attitude with me. And I was about to be like, you swerved in our fucking lane twice, bro.
Bruh.
But it didn't come to that. And he didn't give me a ticket. So, and it was a black guy. That's your
white privilege.
It was a black guy. Where's my white privilege there?
What are they calling?
I thought we were at odds.
I told my wife, we were in the grocery store the other day, and there was like a black couple, Asian couple, Indian, us. And like, there was all races that you could possibly think of on this aisle.
I was like, look, Trader Joe's.
I was like, look, honey, we're not all murdering each other. It's amazing. I said it out loud. And a couple of them looked up like, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to. No, it's so funny to me that, you know, the media will portray us like, white people and black people hate each other.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't have any, like...
No.
I don't, like, see black people, I'm like, ugh, grr.
Not at all.
And I'm pretty sure that most of them don't look at me and are like, ugh.
I'd say that,
fuck again. Fuck that white guy.
I'd say, I'm going to be on the conservative side here and say 95% of white people are like that. I'm not going to say 99. But 95% of white people look at black people with endearment, almost. Like, hey, it's good to see you, bud.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? We want to be like you. We want to say the N-word.
Can we be friends?
Can we be friends so I can say it, please? I have a black friend, see? I can say it!
I'm allowed!
You're just getting beat up.
But I have a friend.
I have a black friend, he said! He said I could say it!
Please!
We don't know that black guy, please! Please!
Oh, shit.
Well, all right. This turned out to be one of our longer episodes. I thought it was going to be shorter than whenever we started talking.
You started talking politics.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
I said we weren't going to start talking politics.
You said the word politics.
Yeah. Well, Chase, we miss you. That's it. That's our fake crying. All right, we did it. We told him we missed him. Yeah, so.
There. You happy?
Oh, are we still on? Fucking idiot. Oh my God. It's still recording.
You didn't hit stop?
All right.
All right, stay frosty.